anti-death penalty advocates say they've been expecting executions to go forward after they failed to stop Ronald Phillips' execution in July. Phillips was put to death with a never-before-tried mixture of drugs and had no complications. Kevin Werner with Ohioans to Stop Execution says he's also concerned about studies showing many death row inmates are mentally ill or have been victims of abuse.
When you take a close look at who Ohio is actually executing, we're back to sort of the most vulnerable people in our society.
Governor John Kasich agreed with the parole board's unanimous recommendation to deny clemency to Gary Otte. After Otte, 25 men are on Ohio's execution schedule over the next 5 years, more than in any other state. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.